You know, when I talk to people, you know, that are around my age or younger, mm-hmm. friends and whatnot, you know, I think people want to work for a company. So we're talking about employees. They want to work for a company where they feel like they're valued and they feel like they have a voice and they feel like they're making a difference.
Right, right. So an interesting survey last year from Deloitte finds that 83% of millennials believe business success should be measured by more than financial performance. And over we see surveys of millennials saying that how much they're making is not the only factor in where they go to work. They want to work for a company that has beliefs and a philosophy that's in line with theirs. And so it's really causing, you know, back to what we were talking about with talent acquisition, it's really pushing businesses to think about what they can do, you know, beyond just making money.
And there's, you know, it's not just, hey, I want to work or I have to work 70 hours a week, mm-hmm. right? I think, you know, this generation wants that work-life balance too, to say, hey, you know what, I want to work hard. But I also, it's important to me to have a family and to juggle that family too.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, and it's okay to take a stand and to have an opinion. I think companies more and more are feeling like they have to have a voice. They can't just play it neutral on everything. I mean, a great example, and a company it was so interesting to meet, you know, beyond the typical examples. We know about Target and they do amazing things, and we know about some of our bigger players, but BTM Global. A significant company, but not one that's on a lot of people's radars. They have about 150 people in the Twin Cities. The founder, Andy Hyun, was an immigrant from Vietnam, came here with his siblings, without his parents. They sent him for a better life. He went to school. He worked hard. His philosophy was, I've got to be successful if I'm going to be able to give back. And so he started this company that it's a tech company. I mean, it's they have a business purpose, but they have made it their mission to give to kids in need. And so they've started an orphanage in Vietnam. They give to vulnerable children in the Twin Cities. And as a result, many of their employees, they're not forced to, but they want to be part of that mm-hmm. effort.
We got a couple minutes left here, Allie, and I want to get to one other thing.